Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dalton takes the snap. Fires to the right. Pass to be intercepted by Gilmore. Goodbye. Gone to the 50. Left sideline 40. To the 30. Stephon Gilmore to the 10. En route to his second pick six of the season. Touchdown, Patriots.
Gilly locked that one up. What an angle by Gilmore off this. Patriots show blitz late. Gilmore closes. It's a throw to the flat. It's a hot route. They showed blitz, baited him into throwing it. Gilly Lock jumps it for a 64-yard touchdown. What a second half start by him here. Woo. Boy, he was gone. Where did this game turn?
Hour number three, Felger and Mazz. It did turn on defense. It turned. It started with that fourth down stop when they stopped the Bengals on fourth and less than a yard. That was the turning point in the game.
Nice play call, morons. That's why they're the Bengals. Running it right down their throats. Fourth and short. Shotgun. Why not?
I even forgot the play call. I forgot what it was.
Seriously, I felt like also they were having some success with Mixon on the edges. You know, not quite right up the gut. More like off tackle, you know, just on the edges. And they bring this one straight ahead. You have fat Danny Shelton and Lawrence Guy in there. Bedard practically took his clothes off, I'm sure, on that play, for crying out loud. I just thought Cincinnati sucks.
So Cincinnati, like...
What a wretched organization.
Well, really?
They were up 10-7 at that point on your 30. Like, that was a ball game, as Maz pointed out. They're up 10-7 at your 30-yard line when you stop them on that fourth down. And from there, you took that possession, kicked a field goal, ties it. You tied at 10. A few minutes later, they fumble the punt. You get the ball at their 23. You kick another field goal, 13-10 going into the half. You come out, first possession of the third quarter. Gilmore jumps a button hook, interception.
Nice pass.
You get that leads to the Harry touchdown. Now it's 20-10. And the very next series, the pick six to Gilmore right there goes the other way, 27-10. So in those four possessions, just like that, it went from 10-7 Cincinnati to 27-10 you, and it all sort of started with defensive plays and stops.
The Browns, again, it's an Ohio thing. The Bengals touched the ball 12 times and turned it over three times. Three, counting the punt. It was 12 touches, three fumbles. And, silly me, I stumbled and said the Browns because it's the same thing. Whenever the Patriots play anybody from the state of Ohio, it's like there's a fumble every other play, for crying out loud, or a pick. That's what this thing was. The fumbled punt, pick. 12 plays that they touched the ball. They couldn't touch the ball 12 plays without turning it over three times.
So the Bengals happened yesterday is basically what happened in that ball game. So it's hard to feel great about it. I don't feel great about it. I do feel good about your defense. I still think that's legit. And we can debate whether it's great, elite, or just really, really good. But it's somewhere in there, Murray. I mean, you think it might be overrated, but it's still really good.
Yeah, it's really good. I think the trouble with running backs, certain running backs, guys like Joe Mixon earlier in the year, Frank Gore, like that's real. Like that's happened in all of these games where they've gone up against really good backs. And I just think that the linebackers, especially yesterday, I mean, shame on them for naming themselves the boogeymen after 4 weeks. I think that group in particular has been overrated.
Well, they got run on early. First series of the game, Collins has Mixon back there for like a 3-4 yard loss. Van Noy stops.
Yeah.
and he rips off a 29-yarder on a play that should have been like a minus three. And so Pats really weren't ready to go to start the game, I guess you could say that. And they've been run on all year.
Not on defense, they weren't ready to go.
Yeah, they weren't ready to go defensively.
Yeah.
And I also think for three straight weeks now, we've seen a regression with Jonathan Jones. Like, teams throw at Jonathan Jones.
Yeah, that's so true. It is. Yep.
After he was like one of the Pro Football Focus like nerd analytics darlings,
yes,
earlier in the season. And now this last just about month, like, he looks like a liability in the secondary.
I thought the Bengals had a clue early.
Yeah.
Again, they were running the ball.
They
threw to the tight end. Jones was covered on the touchdown. Then on the next possession, they went down the field. They were running the ball again. They threw to the tight end. That time it was Chung in coverage on Eifert. Like, I looked at it and said, well, somebody studied up. They recognized the way to beat the Patriots, running backs and tight ends. Go with the linebackers. Go with the defensive line. That's the way. Play their front seven. Don't go to the secondary. Then all of a sudden it became a game, and they started throwing at Gilmore. Like,
Andy Dalton is just, he stinks.
I was completely mystified at that. I said, so wait, you've been running, you've been throwing to the tight end, and it's worked. Then it becomes a game, and you decide to attack 24? Seriously, like, how stupid do you have to be?
That's why they're the Bengals.
Okay, so the Bengals happened. Either way, can you separate that from the fact your defense has been run on? Both Mixon and Bernard both averaged 5.4 yards per carry yesterday.
I mean, I feel like the Patriots have had some vulnerability to this all year. I do think the defense is overrated. And again, as we say a million times, overrated doesn't mean suck. Cleveland ran on them. Buffalo ran on them. You know, I thought for the most part when they wanted to, Dallas ran on them for whatever reason. Yeah, the Ravens absolutely did. These guys ran on them. And then they played how many good teams? 37 of the Ravens. I know 7 was by the offense, so call it 30. Fine. 28 to the Texans, 23 to the Chiefs at home after a loss. Like, not good enough. If you're going to beat those teams, you can't be giving up 28 points a game. Not good enough. The Patriots can't get that now. Not good enough.
Okay, so the one bright spot, the one positive development to me was N'Keal Harry, and I think everyone sort of feels that way, that he got a sniff, he got some touches, made some plays. Brady went to him and went back to him, and McDaniels did a little bit more to get him the ball, those reverses. So, like, that's what everyone is saying. I think the consensus is right. You should feel good that Harry was a factor, and that's a positive development. But I think that was the only one. See, to me, Gilmore's not a development. That's been there all season. So that's...
That's the defensive player of the year, probably gonna be.
He's been in that conversation all season long, and so he is again after that game yesterday. So that's not anything new. The Harry thing was new. Other than that, I don't think there was a single positive development in that whole game.
No, not really.
No. The offense, and this is the thing, like, so they had one sustained touchdown drive, and I brought this stat up to you guys off the air earlier. Like, their inability to have multiple long touchdown drives in a game, it's striking. And they can't put together drives, plural, of 65 yards or more. They can't do it, at least not at the rate that we're used to seeing this team do it. Last year, they had 7 games in which they had 3 or more sustained touchdown drives. This year, they have 3. And one since they played the Redskins in Week 5. Do you know what game that was?
I do, because you asked me earlier off the air. Houston, which doesn't count.
Which is fake, because it was all in garbage time.
It doesn't count. It doesn't, because the Texans backed off, remember?
Yeah, I do.
They just started playing spongy zone coverage, giving everything underneath and using the clock. And so all of a sudden the Patriots were able to move the ball. But their offense in that game sucked.
So it's a bright spot that Harry showed up, and I want to see more of him. Just more of him and less Jacoby Myers. So that's good, and use more jet sweeps and all that kind of stuff. But they can't drive the ball. Like, they're getting set up with muff punts like yesterday, or block punts, or interceptions or fumbles. And credit to the defense for setting them up. But how sustainable is that?
It's not sustainable. It's not. I mean, again, I told you, they're plus 24 in turnovers, right?
Well,
10 of them in 2 games on the road to the Jets and Bengals. You going to see them in the playoffs?
No, but is it sustainable? Like, can they win these playoff games with a crappy offense?
Well, yes.
And my answer is yes. So, yeah, like,
But their defense is going to have to play otherworldly.
Yeah, and if they're at home and they've got an extra week and they've done a lot of really good advanced scouting and all of this, then they can win these one-off games at home. And it's really one. So it's like, again, it's not like we're in the NHL, the NBA, you got 4 7-game series you've got to navigate. This is off for wild card weekend, home cooking for the divisional round. And then it's a one-off to go to the Super Bowl. So it's like,
unless they lose Saturday.
Can they patch that together? I don't have them losing at home to Buffalo.
Okay.
Because then it's a, if that happens, then we're talking about a whole different story.
Okay. I don't think that's going to happen either. But you know what? The spread 6.5, too high. Too high.
What's the over-under is what I want to know.
Okay, so the first...
36. Yeah, it should be 27 or something like
so
that.
So the first time they played him, it was 16-10 in Buffalo.
Right.
The Bills turned it over 4 times. You won by 6 points.
Right. I don't trust Buffalo to come in here and not turn the ball over.
Okay, so I've reached the point, though, with the offense where I say if the defense doesn't turn it over for them, they may lose.
Okay, so this whole sustainable thing is like... I know I'm sort of parsing words, but I think it is...
Are the turnovers sustainable?
Meaning the Patriots' turnovers.
Can they force turnovers?
No.
Okay. See, that's the part I focus on.
Yeah, that comes and goes, and that goes against quality opponents, and you can't expect... No, you're not going to... I'm not expecting that, but I am expecting some stops and three and outs and low-scoring games and good special teams, and so that's what I'm banking. I'm not banking on pick sixes and things of this nature. No, I'm not, but I'm banking on is the schedule slash the road, bye dates, home dates, and the competition. And the competition.
Over under is 38.5.
Yeah, that's what I said, 36. It should be low.
You have more faith against Buffalo than I do. I'm telling you, I could see them losing this game. I'm not telling you I'm picking that. I'm just telling you that I think this game is pretty much a coin flip. I do. I think they're almost identical.
It's a pretty good fence sitting over there, yeah, Tonto.
Right. I like that.
I mean, it was so good. I'm taking
the Bills. At least I don't hold them up. Yeah, man,
I'm not picking them, but I respected that. That was good.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
I'm going to use that.
I learned from the best. I mean, who else could I have learned from?
Poor Stu back
Seriously.
There.
I'm telling you, but the
I
way
ask
you say
for
it.
Opinions and takes. That's all I ask.
But the way you say it, it's like Buffalo has no chance of coming in here and winning this game.
I don't give them any.
Okay, I do. I do. Murray's got him winning. I'm in the middle. I don't feel good about this game at all. I could totally see them getting smacked.
So look, if they fall to wild card week.
I could also see them winning the game.
If they fall to wild card weekend. When's the last time you've had to play wild card weekend? That is for the trash.
It's been a while, right?
That's for the masses.
Oh, 09? Is that what you said, Murray? Yeah. If I remember right, that didn't go so well.
That is so long since you've had to play on that weekend. That is for everybody else. That's not for us 1%ers. We don't play on wild card weekend. But if you fall to wild card weekend, then all bets are off. I'm off the train. Forget about it. Because you don't, then it's like, now we get into sustainability. Now you've got to go on a run. When you're a bye team, you don't really have to go on a run. It's like a one-off and then a one-off, and the next thing you know, there you are in the game. And that's so different. Wild card weekend, forget about it.
And you only have to play one game on regular rest, which is the AFC Championship.
So it's like, changes the whole calculus for me. As long as they got that bye, I think it is sustainable, Murray, to your quote. But I'm done thinking that the offense is going to turn around or they're going to have some sort of magical answer that they're going to develop anything. I think, I've finally realized this is what it is on offense.
And now that we hear that Edelman has a tendon issue with his left knee.
Tell you what, Murray, keep working on me. By Friday, I might pick the Bills.
Okay.
Meanwhile, yes. Mike, keep working on me. By Friday, I might pick the Pats.
No. We'll get the jaws of life and get that fence out of your ass. Meanwhile, back to you after these words.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass.
Oh.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brady takes the snap, backs up, looks left, now scans back to the middle, directing traffic, pressured, throws to the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
Caught by Haley. Diving catch. Touchdown, Patriots.
Oh, about time. About time to get on the same page here and credit Harry. He's running a return to the pylon, to the back left corner. Brady dances in the pocket, buys time. Harry sees it, and he comes down the back end line to work it till he makes eye contact. And Tom throws a nice low dart. Good catch. These two on the same page today. Good steps by Harry in his football game.
All right, that was a positive development. N'Keal Harry. Getting some touches, getting some looks. Brady trusting him, making some plays. And this is going to lead to our DN Van Lines moves around the league. Making a league move requires research and a little guesswork, something you don't need. I'm sorry. Right. Something you don't need when you call my mover, DN Van Lines. The DN Van Lines moves around the league is actually going to be breaking news.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, this is being reported by Adam Schefter, he of ESPN, who is reporting the NFL has suspended wide receiver Josh Gordon indefinitely for violating the league's policies on performance-enhancing substances and substances of abuse. Of course, used to be with the Patriots, now with the Seattle Seahawks, but now suspended indefinitely.
Thus, the DN Van Lines move around the league. You cut Josh Gordon. He goes to Seattle. And there's that move right there. Again, contact my mover, DN Van Lines, at dnvanlines.com. So what are we blowing here exactly?
Well, I mean, I think this goes hand in hand with some of the stuff you were hearing earlier on, which is that, you know, he was starting to miss meetings. He was starting to show up late, which, you know, suggests his behavior was getting erratic. And meaning he wasn't able to discipline himself. That's sort of what I connect. I don't mean that he was already on it at the time or that they just saw him falling is what they saw. And they said, you know what? This isn't going to work. We're weeks from another suspension here or something of the like. He's not going to make it. And they cut bait. And I think in this case, they were right.
Yeah, you should see my timeline right now.
Okay, so why are you getting blood?
Well, because yesterday, Josh Gordon, who has been okay since he's joined the Seahawks. Every time I've seen them when they've been on primetime, it seems like there's made a couple of catches on, you know, clutch third downs. And yesterday he made this ridiculous catch.
This is only one of the day, too.
Yeah, it was still pretty good.
It was a big one. It was a long play.
Yep, it was meme-worthy to put up there. And I retweeted that and said, late for a meeting once, had a few calls, go to voicemail. Yeah, that's a reason to cut him. Well, imagine how the timeline looks right now. Just getting all this Adam Schefter news retweeted. A lot of blows. Yep. Uh-huh. Let's see here. Yep. Late to a meeting and let a couple of calls go to voicemail. A-hole. Freezing cold takes. Here you go, A-hole. Wow, nice one, bucko. Get it now, stupid. So, yeah, all right. Again, Bill Jong-un, he was right. Everything he does is the correct thing. So he was right to move on from Josh Gordon.
Well, I'll give him this one, though. I mean, like, he's not wrong on everything either, right? So in this case, they were right.
Yeah, they saw
something that alarmed them.
Well, I just filed this under because people put the Josh Gordon move, meaning cutting him, as this thing, he's leaving Brady high and dry. He's purposely leaving Brady out to dry. No. It's another move that they tried and failed. And they were right to get out when they did because Josh Gordon wasn't going to make it. He wasn't going to make it.
I mean, clearly.
He's the Steve Howe of our time. And you got to be an old baseball fan to know what that is. But Steve Howe was a pitcher for the Yankees and a million other teams. He was suspended, I want to say, 7 times.
I think that's right.
I mean, it was just absurd. And this was when drug suspensions were like a bigger deal than they are now. And he just couldn't stay sober. He was constantly getting suspended for drugs. He is the Steve Howe of our time. He wasn't going to make it. Just like Antonio Brown wasn't going to make it. He has his own set of problems. But he ain't going to make it either. But it's just, so this files under, they made moves, they were just the wrong ones. And if they were relying on Josh Gordon at any point in time, shame on them, because it was never going
to
last.
See, to me, this is where the criticism comes, is that the guys they brought in were guys who had histories of, you know, errant behavior. Describe that however you want. And again, whether it's Gordon in the substance abuse or Antonio Brown in the complete inability to stay off of social media and treat people well, like all of that. Now, all of that said, I do think there's a tie into yesterday. Part of the reason I was willing to let Gordon go, because at the time, if you remember, I said, I don't think he's all that good anymore. Part of my logic was N'Keal Harry should be able to give him what Gordon gives him. He doesn't give him all that much. I think yesterday was kind of proof that N'Keal Harry can. That play in the back of the end zone, okay? I'm not telling you it was some sort of, like, all-time play. You know what the biggest thing to me was on that play? He caught it. After that Dallas game, I wasn't sure he couldn't catch anything. You know, even the touchdown he caught in the Dallas game, he juggled a little bit and then hauled it in. I was worried about his hands. Yesterday, it looked to me like the hands were a little bit better, so maybe it was the weather in the Dallas game.
It feels like he can make some plays. He may not do it consistently. He may not be exactly where he needs to be when Brady needs him to be there all the time. All those things. But at least he can make a couple plays. Who else on your offense can make any plays right now?
Maybe White, and that's it.
There's no playmakers.
Yeah, Edelman's banged up. You know, I have faith in Edelman, but they're short on it.
I'm not a huge playmaker guy. Like, I don't think if you got a team full of playmakers, you don't really have a team. But you do need a play every now and then. And you can't have none of them.
Particularly down in the red zone.
So, you know... that was a positive development yesterday on him. All right, so Josh Gordon, if you were beating the team up for letting him go or thinking that they left Brady high and dry, Josh Gordon has been suspended indefinitely by the league again.
It's five times now for him.
And did they say for violating the league's substance abuse policy, did they say why?
No, not what the specific drug is or anything like that.
Okay, but, you know. Well, anyway, so there's that story. Here's back to your phones. Ned in New York. Hi, Ned.
Hey, guys, Murray, your pessimism is really bumming me out, man. It's like watching a young boy grow into his grumpy father. So, hope you cheer up. Anyway, real quick, what on earth happened to Philip Dorsett? What a 180 from the beginning of the season. Has he had a reception in the last month? Is he injured? Do you guys have any information?
It's a good point, though. Is he falling off? Like, he
played yesterday.
He was in uniform. He had that great streak where, like, 24 consecutive targets, 24 consecutive catches, or something like that. I forget the number, but he had that big, long streak, regular season, where every time Brady went to him, he caught it. And he hadn't done squat.
No, he was another one yesterday. He barely got on the field.
So
he and Myers, I think, combined had like 15 snaps or something. I put it in the exchange this morning. They were barely out there, the two of them. They barely got on the field.
So I didn't even realize Myers had a uniform. I didn't even, did he get a target?
No, he didn't get a target. No, neither he nor Dorsett got a target. They were only out there combined for, like, again, 17 snaps, something like that. And Dorsett has not had a catch since the Houston game. And he had two of that game on six targets. So, like, you know, he – but I'll say this. If Sanu and Edelman are healthy, I'd rather have Harry out there. What did I say? Yeah, I'd rather have Harry out there than Dorsett.
Yes, oh, for sure. Yes.
I mean, to me, you know, if this is the way they're going, and this was obviously the change they made this week.
Sanu, Harry, Edelman should be your three receivers.
Right, and yes. I think they looked at it this week, and this was McTain who was talking, saying we've got to get the kid involved more. So he got 58% of the snaps, and Dorsett and Myers didn't see the field. Good. And then they had two tight ends out there a bunch of the time. So they still had Lacoste and Watson on the field. They're, you know, there's your five.
Mike in the car on the story, quickly.
Hey, how you doing? So, yeah, between the traffic and the Patriots video stuff today, I just wanted to bop all over my car. And, you know, but I called about N'Keal Harry, so I'll get on to that. You know, he's a 230-pound meat missile bumbling up the field, plowing people over. I mean, if people not seeing what I'm seeing, give this kid the ball. Later.
Yeah, I think they agree. I think they agree, and that's what you saw with those reverses. Here's Murray's update again. If you're just joining us, there is breaking news across the league with the Patriots tie-in. You'll get that right here, and then we get back to your phones and assess Brady's day yesterday in Cincinnati as well.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Second down at 8. In fact, with the ball marked at the 21. Raider, the play fake, drops back, firing down the middle for Sanu. Too tall as he reaches up with his left hand, unable to make the grab.
Did he mistime that jump? Oh, just from here, it looked like he caught a missed stride. Yeah. The ball's got to be high to get over that guy that's sitting at the goal line.
And again,
problem is, you get Sanu mid-stride. He couldn't go up.
Yep. First and goal to go as he Landon Roberts reports eligible, a fullback for the Patriots. Brady pulls away, starts to roll right, throws it to Michelle, can't hold on. It was a low pass, trying to reach down below his knees, and then lunge to the goal line. Could not make the catch.
It's on the quarterback. Again, rolling the guy out. He throws the ball low around the knees. It's a drop. I'm going to say it's a drop. But if he sticks this ball in a 2 and a 6, running backs and tight ends, they've always taught us, those balls have to be thrown out in front to allow those guys to catch it. They're not nimble enough like receivers.
Okay, a couple touchdowns that Brady missed in that game yesterday. Overthrows Sanu late in the second quarter. Underthrows Michelle on a really easy throw on the goal line in the third.
I could have made that throw.
The touchdown to Harry then came a couple plays later, right?
Correct.
So he got
it
back. It didn't impact you on the board, but it sort of just shows it was an off day for Brady. There's something not right there.
That whole sequence, if you remember, the first time was a play to Michelle. The second one, he tried to whip it out to his left to Sanu and Dunlap nodded.
Yeah.
It just looked ugly.
Yeah.
And then the third one, he held on to it, and I thought he's going to get sacked. Like, I was convinced they weren't going to score there.
So this was a notably erratic day for Brady. Overthrows Sanu on the first throw of the day, like, woof, just a bit outside. It wasn't close. Throws behind Edelman on a little hitch early as well. Really easy can of corn play for those guys. They couldn't hook up. He couldn't connect with Edelman on an easy slant in the first half as well. That fourth and four ball to Sanu over the middle. Should have caught it, but it was also, that was a fastball right at his hat, right at his head, high and hard, which should have been an easier pickup than they made it. He misses Sanu down the seam late in the second, the play you just heard there, and then misses Michelle that you just heard there as well on the goal line. Not a good day for Brady. He doesn't look good. He doesn't look right. We think that elbow's a real issue.
Yeah, and it was reported on ahead of yesterday's game from Mike Giardi of NFL Network that during practice and when warming up, Brady was throwing a ball and then kind of trying to work out his arm, his throwing arm. So, he's been on the injury report for a while now with that elbow. He whacked it again off someone's helmet against Kansas City last week. I just think he really saw the effects of that yesterday. I don't think it's an age thing, but I do think he's banged up. And that first ball that he threw, to start the game, he airmailed it over Sanu when he was wide open.
Yeah.
I just, what I wonder about with the age is as you get later in the year, and he takes the hits, and, now he's got to bounce back, and he's got to play, potentially 19 games. Is this when it shows up? This is what I wonder. Is this any age that is there? Is this when it shows up? I mean, if we're going to sit here like a few years ago, and we said the year he served the suspension, well, it's going to help him. He'll be fresher in December. Well, then, using the other side of that,
yeah,
isn't he going to be less fresh now?
It's fair. He doesn't look very fresh, that's for sure. All right, so back to your thoughts on the field and off the field. We can start cycling back to that as well. Mike in Danvers, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Listen, most times I give the Patriots benefit of the doubt. I do. I really fight for them, but I got to tell you, it just seems a bit strange that they're going in to play Cincinnati. This is a game they have to win. They got to win this game. And I can't help but think if they can get a little piece of something, one play in that game that will help them, then perhaps they were trying to do something there. So
yeah, I just think they're a little bit of something kind of team. It doesn't matter the opponent. It doesn't matter when it is. Doesn't matter where it is. But if you can get a little something, get a little something. That's how they've always operated. And whether that's in the rules, just outside the rules, straddling the rules, plausible deniability, you know, blah, blah, blah. But they're just that kind of outfit. If you can get it, get it. You can get a little something, get a little something. That's just what they are. And I think this is part and parcel with that. And Bill doesn't have to order it. He doesn't have to know about it. In fact, there's no way he ordered this. There's no way he knew about this. He wouldn't be part of something so stupid and obvious. But it's just baked in. It's baked into the culture. You can get it, get it, because we use it. Sharon in Long Meadow. Go ahead, Sharon.
Hi, yeah. I've been noticing you've been kind of bashing Brady a lot lately. I think his elbow is really bothering him. And Edelman should have never been in the game yesterday either. And I have one thing about Murray. Last year, he was sitting in your seat. You and Maz were out. And he griped about people calling up, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl. He didn't want to hear it. He says, I don't want any calls about us going to the Super Bowl. So anyway, we went to the Super Bowl and won. I just wanted to remind Murray of that last year.
Yep. Sharon.
Yeah,
Sharon.
You were right. And you're right to blah about last year.
Can you do that, Sharon? Give me a blah.
Blah, blah.
There you go.
Very good.
There
Sharon.
You go. Yes. It's blah Murray.
Yep. I was happy to be wrong last year.
We leave. He takes over and I'll...
I declared the season done after they lost back-to-back Miami and Pittsburgh. I was with Jones. I'll blame Jones for that.
And a year later, Sharon remembers.
Yep.
So suck on that, Murray. That's why, again, but so that's why, like, I'm down on the team after the weekend, meaning even on the field, never mind the taping thing, like, on the field, it doesn't look right, and I don't think it's trending in the right direction, and all those things. Like, I'm not going to fight you on those, but last year scarred me to write them off. I'm not going to write them off as long as they have buys and home dates in the playoffs and the competition's still the competition. I'll write them off when one of these bozo coaches and one of these bum AFC teams actually comes through and beats them. Then I'll write them off. Not until then.
Well, so look, I'm not going to write them off either. But I will say that I was just looking this up. I mean, and the numbers are out there. You know what Brady's completion percentage is in the last five games?
It's way under 60. Is it? Tell me.
It's like 53%.
I was going to say 52, 53%.
51.53%.
Jesus.
Tom Brady is a coin flip to complete a pass now. That's what he is in the last five games. 51.53%. Good God. Like, that is so awful.
Staggering.
That is so awful. That makes Andy Dalton look like Joe Montana, for crying out loud, when you look at a number like that. They're a coin flip to complete a pass. Oh, unbelievable.
Meanwhile, you're over there traumatized because of last year. Yeah, I was wrong, and we were all wrong. But then, well, no, I've been trying. It used to be, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly. Now no. It's, if you're going to be a bear, be a cub.
I'm not traumatized. I just, it's a...
What do your eyes tell you? You look at that game, especially the first half yesterday. You think this team's going to go to the Super Bowl?
They don't look like it. They don't look like it, but that doesn't mean... I don't know. I look at the AFC. I still don't trust the competition. I don't trust the competition to come in here, at least for a game, and do the right thing. And then it's one off to go to the Super Bowl, and Brady's potentially last game as a Patriot. You're going to have all these things swirling around. Like, when we actually get there, I'm not going to write him off, Murray. Sorry.
I tell you, I don't even remember now the name of the woman who just called. I have the attention.
Sharon.
I have the attention span of, like, a fruit fly, for crying out loud. But there are people out there like her that don't just watch a game. Yeah, what about last year? Wait till you see what happens. Bill's playing possum.
I don't blame him. That had never happened.
They're not playing possum.
In this 20 years of dominance, they had never really got to the playoffs, then flipped the switch and looked like crap for most of the season. So that's why I was like, please, losing back-to-back games in December? It wasn't going
to
happen.
And yeah, he wants to go to Baltimore, Murray. He wants to go to the Inner Harbor because if he gets down there, the pressure will be on Baltimore.
No, they'll stick their advanced scouts on the thing and they'll be all set. It's all about the advanced scouting on this team. Long commercial-free segment is next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
That guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
Was it a frustrating day for the passing game still?
In what sense?
The completion percentage wasn't probably where he wanted to be. Maybe some of the yardage numbers.
Yeah. But we won, so. Happy we won. I wish we'd always do better. There's always things to improve on even when you win. But, yeah.
That was Brady after the game. So, little, I feel like he's evolved a little bit. He's come around a little bit. But Murray made an interesting point earlier. It's like, well, his receivers really weren't the problem in this game. He was the problem in this game.
Yeah, and this is something Beal brought up in the post game last night. It's easier to forgive the one you see in the mirror rather than the guys that you feel like are disappointing you. The, you know, rookie wide receivers, the guys that he looks at and like, oh, these guys have frying pan for hands. I have no help. But Brady, I think, was the biggest part of the problem yesterday. Him and the offensive line, wasn't really much on the wide receivers. I mean, Sanu could maybe have a better game, but Brady, I think, was just off from the get-go. So, whatever, we won, it's all good.
I mean, the other thing is, you know, a lot of the miscommunication was with Edelman or bad throws. Like, there were two or three of those, another couple with Sanu.
Those two.
To see Brady and Edelman out of sync like that, that just tells you that, boy, are they messed up.
Okay.
For those two guys to be affected.
So, back to this, and we can reset some of our videotaping stuff as well. Here's Adam in Sarasota, though, on the offense. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, guys, and my first comment is that I hope Josh Gordon's okay. I feel bad for what's happened. But my main point that I wanted to get to, Melger, right?
Yeah.
is Damian Harris. Where the heck is he? I mean, I keep seeing him on the IR list and then he's not showing up and stuff. And, I mean, he's our third-round pick, and I'm just really frustrated. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's over. I mean, I would stop expecting this. You know, what, he's going to show up week 16? 15th game of the year as a rookie, that's it. It's a lost year. It's a redshirt year. I'm just surprised they didn't shut him down at some point and use the roster spot on someone they could use.
Good point.
They've carried him on the 53 all season. He doesn't see the field. He's played 5 snaps or something. Give him a shoulder injury, shut him down, and get someone on the roster you can use.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, they could have used that spot on someone else. I mean, yesterday, all the backs, for the most part, made a contribution. Right? So, I don't have any issue with him not playing yesterday, but up to now.
Do you see more from Michelle yesterday?
Not really. I mean, again, I think it was more about the Bengals than anything else.
I when the yards are there, he gets them.
I'll tell you there
when
was...
When they're not. He put the ball on the ground, got bailed out, you know, but he, to me, he's still just a guy.
Yeah, there was nothing about him in particular. They ran one middle screen to him that, you know, he ended up running and taking down inside the 10. And I thought, okay, well, there you go. Now, if he's an element in the passing game, then everything changes. But I've seen nothing there to suggest to me that they can do that with any sort of consistency.
Jim in the car on the videotaping. Hi, Jim.
Oh, sorry, guys. It's bad out here. I'm sorry. I just got cut off, and I think the car had antlers on it, and they gave me the finger. Anyway, the Patriots... This whole thing about it's just too much drama. I mean, it's not media driven either. You know, they need to know the self-inflicted wounds.
Yes.
Step back with Kraft and Mary Palmer's hair, and then you go to Brady with the, you know, fall of real estate, and Antonio paint the picture of this Brown. Josh Gordon, you know, I feel bad for him, but I thought he was skating in the crease like Tyler Seguin.
All right, so hold on. Get your own show, all right, with all that material. But the general point of, boy, the Patriots must have one hell of a cleanup crew. Like, they must get so...
Ray Donovan.
I mean, unbelievable the amount of things that they're defending or cleaning up or squashing or, you know, like, it's just this constant thing where they've got to clean this up, clean that up, defend this, defend that, squelch that, this, get a settlement with that, make sure we cover that. Like, it's unbelievable.
I'll tell you, by their standards, though, without the massive scandal that has resulted in the loss of a first-round pick so far, this year has even pushed the limits. You really go, but a lot of it is self-inflicted, as the caller said. Josh Gordon, if you have an issue with him, whose fault is it?
Thank you.
Antonio Brown, if you have an issue with him, whose fault is it?
Never mind the massages.
Okay, and I'm not even talking about, like, the standard, you know, stuff that we would put under the umbrella of football, which is to say Tom Brady's contract. Whose fault is that? They decided to let his contract reach its final year. It's not like...
Well, but that's not scandal. Like, but this thing?
Yeah, this one. Well, and this one, again, whose fault is it?
No, say, like, you know, but the whole operation of either covering it up or explaining it away or now lawyering up or... it's just this constant... They've got to, like, have a whole wing that is just like a fireman, you know, putting out fires, defending the wall, firing suits, you know, like, it's like all of it. This in context, that in context. Make sure he doesn't talk. Make sure you get to him. Make sure we get a statement for that, and we cover this, and make sure that we make sure that he doesn't do this. It's like, my God, how do they have time for anything else?
I know, really. Again, and this year has pushed the limits on it. It has pushed the limits. You know, now you have Spygate 2 on top of Gordon, on top of Antonio Brown, like the whole, just drama.
But this is
one dramatic thing after the next.
So again, I thought this was a bad weekend in terms of off the field and the taping story. I thought the video was bad for them because I think it didn't look like that was suitable for TV. So if they were shooting cutaways for TV, that didn't seem to make sense for me, the way that they shot it and the quality of that shot. That did not feel suitable for TV. So that sort of feels like it didn't look good. I didn't think the way that the guy responded when he was confronted looked very good. Feels like he apologized or said my bad and offered to delete real quickly. You know, he claims that he didn't know the rules. So then I don't know why he was saying my bad and offering to delete so quickly. As soon as he got confronted, he's like, oh, my bad, we'll delete it. Well, if you didn't know the rules, why are you offering to delete it?
Well, again, we only heard that part of it, though. How do we know that some of that didn't take place before?
So this is just going off of what we've heard. It's true. If there's another layer to the conversation, then I'll react to that. But what I'm reacting to is what I heard, which is, oh, my bad, I'll delete it. If you didn't know the rules, all he has to the proper response would have been, what's wrong with this? I'm getting footage for a TV thing. And then they would explain to him the rules. Seemed to me he knew the rule. And he knew that he wasn't allowed to shoot it. That's the way it felt like to me. He knew pretty quickly he wasn't supposed to be shooting that. As an 18-year veteran with the Patriots, I think if you lived through Spygate with the Patriots, you would know that you're not allowed to shoot the opponent's sideline. I don't know. That just feels like common sense to me. So that doesn't pass the sniff test. But what also doesn't is how the Patriots try to massage the story on day one. On day one. So, like, this is now a fact. They taped the opponent sidelines. Fact. Whether they meant to or not, whether it was a mistake or not, whether it was ordered by the football department or not, that's all within dispute. But what's not disputable, fact, is that they went to their opponent's game and filmed their sideline. Fact. But the day one reporting, when the Zach Taylor was first asked about it in that press conference, and he said no comment, and Diana Rossini had the initial tweets about a confrontation in the Bengals press box and the Patriots taping the Bengals. Get a load of this. Do you remember the reports from day one? Let me just give you like a smattering. Jim McBride, Boston Globe. Patriots were shooting B-roll of a team scout in the press box for a future episode of their Do Your Job series, per a league source. Cleared it with Browns, but not with Bengals. All footage has been given to the NFL, and club is cooperating fully. Nothing there about shooting the Bengals sideline, is it? Not one thing. Nope, they were just shooting the scout in the press box. Doug Kide. A source tells me the Patriots had a camera crew in Cleveland this weekend to shoot a documentary on a scout that was watching the Bengals-Browns game. The Patriots cleared it with the Browns, have turned the footage over to the NFL, and are cooperating fully with the league. Kide, next tweet. The Patriots were only shooting the scout in the press box, but the Bengals reported to the NFL per the source. Got some bad info there, Dougie. The Patriots were only shooting the scout in the press box, but the Bengals reported to the NFL. So immediately putting it on the Bengals, like they overreacted. Ian Rappaport, an explanation via a source informed of the Patriots situation. The team reached out to the Browns for a credential for a videographer to shoot a behind-the-scenes piece on an advanced scout, a day in the life. They've done do-your-job pieces on several other facets of the organization. These do-your-job pieces have been on training staff, equipment, etc. The videographer shot B-roll in the press box. Nope, he shot the field, Ian. Shot the field and the opponent. Shot the opponent's press, the opponent's bench for at least maybe 30, at least 8 minutes, maybe 30. Mark Daniels, Providence Journal, tweets that day, hold up on this Spygate story, he says. Patriots were filming the Do Your Job series in Cleveland on their scouting department, per source. They had permission from the Browns to have three-person crew filming B-roll of their scout sitting at a desk. No, they were shooting the sideline, the opponent. Like, all this reporting, it all comes from the team, the per league source.
Well, so I was just going to say that. Like, so who do you blame for that?
Come on. So the team puts it out on day one. They were just shooting the scout. They were just shooting in the press box.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. We're cooperating fully. Then the video comes out, and it's of the Bengals sideline and just of the Bengals sideline. Personnel group, field, coaches box, personnel group, coaches box, personnel group, coaches box. Come on. And then that initial statement by the Patriots, independent contractor, 18-year veteran, full-time employee of Kraft Sports Production, set up the shot, and then as these Patriots personnel people like to do, these Patriots staffers, he went to the bathroom. So he fixes, so he sets up the shot on the Bengals sideline. And then goes and what? Takes a deuce? He goes to the bat, just like Jimmy McNally with the bag of footballs. Couldn't, even though he was in the locker room for 2 hours before with eight stalls, he had to stop at that little bathroom with the lock on the door just before he hit the field. Well, I had to go to the bathroom. This guy fixes the camera on the Bengals bench, shoots the Bengals bench and their personnel groups for at least 8 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. And his excuse is, well, I went to the bathroom, and when I came back, we were being accosted by the NFL and the Bengals. Dude, you're not allowed to shoot the sidelines. What are you talking about? And all the reporting on day one, give me a break. Schefter, Patriots advanced scout, was not filming, but being filmed, per a league source. He was being filmed for a feature the team produced called Do Your Job. The video crew was credentialed by the Browns to shoot the video in the press box, and their PR person was aware, per the source. Anything about them shooting the Bengals on the sidelines in the coach's box for 8 minutes? Anything? No? No? The team didn't tell you that, huh? So it's like, it's just not trustworthy. It's just, I don't trust the Patriots. I don't. And the reporting on it especially, like, come on.
I mean, at this stage, I don't know if anybody trusts the Patriots. Like, it would really... You know, who can say they trust the Patriots at this point?
And the independent contractor thing, like, that's the spin where that's like, that's not even true. If you go to this David Mondillo, at his LinkedIn page, the title is supervising producer at Kraft Sports Productions. Like, that's a full-time employee.
Oh, like, come on. Not a good weekend for them on that front. Bedard spoke to people across the league after they saw the video. Their reaction also doesn't seem like it bodes well for the Patriots. We'll give you that after Murray's 90-second update. No commercial. There was breaking news in the NFL. You'll hear it right here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.